This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. March 11th update, pandemic.news. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. It's very important to address those people who are saying that fear is the problem here, not the virus, but fear of the virus, that fear has to be avoided at all costs. Nonsense. Fear is a survival mechanism. Fear is the reason you're alive. Fear kept your ancestors alive. And the real risk right now in dealing with this coronavirus is not the presence of fear, but the lack of sufficient fear early enough to compel you to take action to save your own life. It's the lack of fear that will get people killed. It's that sense of complacency that people are being lulled into by Rush Limbaugh and Mike Pence and even President Trump so far to tell you, nothing's wrong, everything's fine, don't worry, just go on about your life. That's bad information. It is, in fact, extremely harmful and dangerous information. Fear is designed to compel you to action. You know, if you were, touring Africa somewhere, wild animal region, and there was a lion that was, let's say, 100 meters away from you, and the lion was known to be a human-eating lion, and you're out there walking around with your local guide with no vehicle and no protection, and there's a man-eating lion, should you be fearful? Well, let's say that your guide was Rush Limbaugh. Your guide would say, oh, don't worry. That man-eating lion is 100 meters away. There's nothing to worry about. So you say, oh, okay, yeah, fear would be bad. Let's not be fearful. Don't want to panic. So you just go on about your business. Then the lion starts walking toward you, and it's 50 meters away. And then Rush Limbaugh says to you, don't worry. It's still 50 meters away. That's not a problem. It can't touch you from there. Your risk is low of being eaten by this man-eating lion. Don't worry about it. Just go on about your day. So you go on about walking around, whatever you're doing out there, playing with ants, I don't know, photographing birds. And then the lion runs up and is 10 meters away from you. But Rush Limbaugh says, well, it still hasn't touched you. Your survival rate is 100%. You have nothing to worry about. Don't panic. The lion is 10 meters away. It can't touch you. And so you continue what you're doing. And then the lion is 1 meter away, almost can touch you. But Rush Limbaugh still says, well, it hasn't touched you yet. There's nothing to worry about. Keep doing what you're doing. And so you say, oh, yeah, you're right, Rush. We shouldn't have fear because fear would be bad. So let's not do anything. Let's just pretend everything's okay. And then the next second, the lion eats your head, bites your head off, and kills you. And then Rush Limbaugh can no longer give you bad information. But you're both dead. So that's a scenario that is likely to happen with this coronavirus situation. People telling you, don't panic, don't be fearful. What they're really saying is, don't get prepared. Don't be mindful of what is happening. Don't understand the risks. Don't compel yourself to take precautions. That's what they're saying. And it's horribly bad advice, horrible information. Now imagine that you're on the Titanic. Yeah, you're sailing across the Atlantic. You're in the North Atlantic Ocean, icebergs all around. The ship is steaming full speed ahead with no lights on, you know, typical Titanic type of behavior. And you've already hit an iceberg. And the water comes pouring into one of the bulkheads underneath. And it fills up that bulkhead and starts to spill over into the next bulkhead. And you haven't felt anything yet. The ship hasn't begun sinking. The ship isn't listing to one side. In fact, the party's still on. The violins are still playing. Everybody's having a great time in their evening gowns and formal wear. Everybody's happy. And the ship's engineer comes to you and says, hey, by the way, this ship is designed to contain a maximum of one bulkhead of water. Once it spills into the second bulkhead, which just happened 2 minutes ago, the ship will go down. We've already done the math. The ship will go down. It will spill to the third bulkhead and the fourth, and the ship will eventually go under. We already know this is the case. And the engineer further says, maybe we should all get to the lifeboats. But then you have a friend on the Titanic whose name is Dr. Drew. And Dr. Drew says, ah, there's nothing to worry about. The ship isn't even listing to one side. Everything's fine. Party's going. Come on, the wine is good. Everything's awesome. And besides, we don't want to scare people. You wouldn't want to scare people, would you? Because fear is the worst thing. So don't be fearful. Don't panic. Don't tell people that the ship is going down. And so, sure enough, the second bulkhead spills to the third, and then the fourth, and the fifth, and then the ship goes down. And at the very last minute, people make a mad scramble for the lifeboats. It turns out there aren't enough, and there aren't enough life jackets, and the people stuck in the below-level floors of the ship all get drowned and die. But I guess the important thing is that you didn't spread fear, because fear is bad, we're told. Don't panic anyone. Just go down with the ship. See, that's what's happening right now with the coronavirus. We're being told, mostly by Trump supporters, don't spread fear, don't panic, as our ship is going down. Because we can already do the math, just like the engineer on the Titanic. We already know there's been a giant hole ripped in the side of the ship. Water has poured in, and it's already gone over the bulkhead. We know that the economy is going down. We know that the virus is going to spread exponentially and cannot be stopped, cannot be contained in America. We know the hospitals will be overrun. We know there will be likely millions of infections and deaths unless something dramatic changes very, very quickly, such as a total lockdown scenario. So we can do the math. We know where this is going. And yet there are still coronavirus denialists who are like people who are rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, saying, don't be fearful. Enjoy the party. The stock market can be good if we all just stop being fearful. And all our pensions will be good, and all our investments will be good, and Trump will be reelected because the stock market is good. You know what? The virus doesn't care about your emotional state. The virus is replicating and eating humans from the inside out, feeding on lung tissue, replicating at a horrifying rate. And it doesn't care what your emotional state is. The virus doesn't care whether you have fear or not. The virus is going to spread when there are people in close proximity, especially in indoor environments. That's all you need to know. So if the only way to get people to stop spreading the virus is to tell them the truth that might invoke some fear, hey, this virus could eat you from the inside. And someone's, oh, that makes me fearful to hear that. Well, I'm sorry, but your lungs are a blood vessel buffet for the coronavirus, so maybe you should stop going to your parties or church or school or whatever. Maybe you should start taking some antiviral nutraceuticals or herbs or vitamins or minerals. Maybe you should take care of your immune system. And that person, stop being fearful. I love to go to my bingo game. I don't want to be fearful. Fear is the worst thing. Actually, it's not. Being eaten alive by a virus is worse than fear. Just so you know. I know it kind of seems obvious, but I just wanted to point that out. Being eaten alive by a virus from the inside, starting with your lungs, is worse than being a little bit afraid and avoiding infections. So to people who say that fear is bad, you're idiots. Fear is a survival mechanism. Fear is what will keep you alive. And if you feel some fear that compels you to take action, that action may save your life. Not being fearful enough, early enough, is the greater risk here. In other words, you can be killed by a lack of fear. Complacency. You listen to Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh says everything's fine. By the way, I wouldn't be surprised in 6 months, Rush Limbaugh's dead from this. Because he must still be going around everywhere, flying around, attending events, and so on. He's got a private plane. He can do that. But what happens when Rush Limbaugh catches the coronavirus when he already has advanced lung cancer? And looks like he's undergoing chemotherapy, which suppresses the immune system. So look, I don't hope that anybody dies from the coronavirus, and I don't want Rush Limbaugh to die. He's, you know, in some sense, he's an American treasure. But his bad information may lead to the deaths of other people. and it's inexcusable. It's irresponsible. It's unacceptable. Rush Limbaugh should apologize to America, and he should tell the truth that this is not the flu. This could kill millions of people if we don't stop it. It spreads like crazy. It's highly infectious, and it's very fatal. It has a fatality rate of 6%, according to worldometer.info, or 3.4%, according to the WHO, or 5%, according to Italy, or 1%, according to South Korea. So I guess it varies, but it's not influenza. It's not the seasonal flu at 0.1%. It's way worse than that, at least 10 times, maybe 50 times, maybe 60 times higher mortality than the flu. So stop this talk that fear is the worst thing. No, being eaten alive from the inside out by a virus is way worse than having some fear and taking some action. That's the truth that you won't hear anywhere else except here on pandemic.news and brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the health ranger, the publisher of pandemic.news, the founder of brighteon.com, publisher of naturalnews.com, as you know. And I've been right about this virus since day one. And I've released the publicly downloadable spreadsheets so you can run your own scenarios and you can see where this is going. I'm very good at math. I run a science lab. I'm a published scientist and a best-selling science book author. I know what I'm talking about. This is going to get far worse. And fear is what we need right now to compel people to action. So thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.